prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and a year older Elisa Profumo.
Hey, how are you?
Talk about your birthday. I hear it's your birthday.
Thanks to everybody for all the birthday wishes.
All the love.
Yeah, for all the love. It was a nice birthday. Thank you. And I don't actually feel another year older.
You don't look it either.
I was having lunch with one of my girlfriends, and she thought I was about 5 years younger. She thought I was the same age as her because she's 5 years younger than I am.
Right.
So when I told her how old I really was, she was in shock.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to go even further than that. I mean, you really are regularly thought to be in somewhere in your early 40s by a lot of people.
I just think that she thought I was the same age as her.
Yeah.
That's what she meant.
Well, because she knows you that long. So she's like, oh, well, she's got to be my age.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, it was a great birthday. And moving on up.
Yeah.
Yeah. For my birthday, I usually like, that's kind of my year to set goals. And I think I've talked about that on the air.
That's your New Year's.
That's my kind of my New Year.
Yeah.
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 So.
And that's a good time to do it because then you kind of evaluate the year that just passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more significant because that's when you started living. So that's more appropriate to gauge those years than New Year's Eve. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Do you have a favorite? Anything stick out in your mind that was really a lot of fun for your birthday?
No, everything's fun.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. All fun.
Yeah.
It's all fun.
Okay.
So anyway, so I just wanted to start the show out on a happy note. Seems like there's so much stress going around this country right now.
You know, it's really amazing. You and I were just talking about it. And I was thinking about it. It's like if you get in your car and you turn on the radio, unless you're listening to a music station, it's like you feel like the world is coming to an end.
Yeah, well.
Just there's madness, there's chaos, there's anger. People are hating their own family members. And it's just weird. It's terrible. Thank God this only happens once every 4 years.
Well, I don't think it's just because of the political season. I think there's other things at play. But anyway, I wanted to start the show out on a happy note. So I wanted to talk about things that you could do every day to feel happier. And one of the biggest ones is just a smile. I can remember when I was in sales, it wasn't a phone call, but like they would always say, when you're talking to your customer on the telephone, smile, and that will translate, even if you don't see them in person. But
right.
Yeah, so just smile at someone.
Right.
You know, just to make somebody think that you're being nice, I guess.
No, absolutely. Smiling has been shown to cause a release of the same hormones, but in smaller amounts, that occur when you laugh. So, you know, everybody says how laughter is healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It lowers stress. Well, when you smile, there's a reverse effect where the brain produces those same hormones just in lower amounts. You can't help but feel happy. If you're about to cry and you don't want to, if you smile, you won't cry.
Well, and it seems like everybody is just so caught up. Yesterday I was at Whole Foods and I was going through the checkout lane. And I should call it Whole Paycheck.
Yeah, right.
There were, you know, they have booths right by the cashier's desks where you can sit and eat. And this was people were sitting there. And, like, I look at a couple of the tables, and they aren't even speaking to one another. They're, like, they're looking at their telephones.
Yeah.
So this next one says, taking a technology detox for at least 60 minutes.
Very important. Very, very important.
It's good for your mind, body, and soul. And you'll probably get a lot of extra stuff done, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you left your phone at home by accident, could you roll on to work and go, well, you know what, whoever's going to message me or call me there, will have to just call my office, or do you feel compelled that, like, that's my link to the outside world?
I'd go back and get it.
I wouldn't. I've gone without my phone. Whenever that happens, I've gone without my phone. If I forget my phone someplace, I, you know, like on the weekends, I purposely will leave my phone in my little cubby.
Oh, I leave it turned off a lot.
Yeah.
I just turn my phone off all the time.
Yeah.
Sniff some lemons.
Really?
Apparently as little as 10 minutes spent inhaling the lemon scent can lead to a significant decrease in mood disturbance.
That's a cool one.
Eat a piece of dark chocolate. I like that one.
You know what? I've been so sad, I just need to bundle up with a big box of dark chocolate. That's what I need.
The antioxidants can trigger your blood vessels to relax, which lowers blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather have a glass of wine.
Yeah. And that gives you resveratrol, too.
Get outdoors. Even if it's just a walk around the block at lunch, exposure to greenery can seriously boost your mental health. And I think there's something to be said about just getting outside.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about grounding in that? You know, take your shoes off and walk in the grass.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to do something good for you.
Go for a run. Or a walk even, just for 30 minutes, the endorphins that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's good for you.
Yeah, right, activity.
Mm-hmm. Play with your pet. And if you don't have a pet, maybe you can go play with your neighbor's pet.
Yeah. You go jump over the fence and play with your neighbor's Rottweiler.
Meditate. Now, didn't you
say... That's huge. See, this is...
Because it lowers stress.
We got a guy who's coming on the show. He's like in his 80s. His name is Dr. Willicks. I can't think of his first name. I'm sorry. Maybe it's John.
It's John.
John Willicks. He just wrote a book about living to 100 and being healthy. He knows a little something about it. He actually runs an anti-aging clinic in Florida and has for a very, very long time. You know, one of the things he says that people need to start doing is meditating. I've been talking about meditation, but I don't meditate.
I thought you said you were going to.
I know. I'm always going to meditate.
It's just like I'm always going to do yoga.
Yeah, right. I'm always going to meditate, but I never take the flipping 20 minutes out of my day to meditate. And I got to tell you something. I really think that there's so much more to this than we give credit. And so many
meditation has been around for
ever.
Yes.
Ever.
Go to bed an hour earlier. Well,
to go to bed at 7?
If we went to bed any earlier, it'd still be light outside.
I know.
You should probably power down your Netflix. So no more Netflix and chill.
I don't like that one. Because I got to tell you something. The chilling part keeps you young, just for the record.
Learn something new.
Yeah, that I believe in.
Listen to a podcast. Turn your friends on to Superhuman Radio.
There you go. No, but learning something new is critical. When you start to notice that you are resistant to learning something new, that's the time that you absolutely have to start learning something, because for some reason your brain thinks it's going to be too much trouble. And that's that you don't want to let your brain go in that direction. You really don't.
Sing. I'm not very good at doing that.
Me either.
But it says it can boost endorphins.
Yeah, singing in the shower.
Mm-hmm. FaceTime a friend.
I like FaceTime. I never thought I would, but when I was out in California, I would be able to FaceTime with Elisa in the morning, and it really felt good to be able to see the person's face.
Buy yourself flowers. And it says here, a $7 bouquet of pretty blooms from Trader Joe's can go a long way. I disagree with the $7 flowers from Trader Joe's, because they are always like three-day-old flowers.
Yeah,
and
they die so fast.
They don't last very long.
And I got to tell you the truth. Kroger's has great flowers at a great price all the time.
And
if you have a Kroger's in your area.
Whole Foods does have good flowers, and they last a long time. And they're cheaper now that Trader Joe's is...
getting known for their flowers.
Yeah,
good for them.
Cheaper flowers, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Eat a pickle.
Really?
It can lessen social anxiety. I wonder why.
Because it's funny. What? No, eat a pickle and watch yourself in the mirror while you do it. Then you'll laugh.
It says complain. Being happy doesn't mean having to bottle up your stress. Be honest about things. I guess if you talk about it, it gets better.
Yeah.
Women like to talk about things. I don't think
men bottle it up.
Yeah.
And we die sooner.
It says wash your face. Well, that just means pampering yourself, like doing something for yourself that day, you know, giving yourself a facial or
doing something that indicates an investment in yourself by
yourself.
Take
a bath, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, take a bath. And my mother used to say that to me all the time. For crying out loud, would you please take a bath?
Did she?
When I was a little kid, I hated the feeling of soap. So the slipperiness of soap just grossed me out. And so I hated, I would go in the bathroom. I would fill up the tub. I would sit on the edge of the tub and make splashing noises. And then I'd empty the tub. And she'd come in and she could tell that there was no ring. And she'd look at me and I'd still be dirty. I'd have to get back, and then I'd have to get back in the tub for real.
Say thank you. Gratitude just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And put yourself first, even if it's just a half hour a day to read a chapter of your book. It gives yourself a chance to recharge. That goes with taking the bath. But there's a couple on here that doesn't say anything about telling someone you love them.
That's a big one. So here's my take on love. Love rewards the person who's doing the loving, not the person receiving the love. When you love somebody, you feel it. When you think about them, you feel it. They don't feel it. I mean, they may know that you love them, but it's not something that they can actually feel that's palpable in their body. I think that it's more important to love somebody than to be loved, because I think that is where the benefits of love come from. Because you can see people that are miserable, that are surrounded by people who love them, and they're still miserable, and they're sickly, and they you know, they're curmudgeon-y, and they're just, and then you see people who have very little in their lives, they got everything to complain about, but they love, they're actively loving, whether it's their children, their spouse, you know, their job, they love, and they live forever and they look great.
Mm-hmm.
So the magic in love is to be the one doing the love.
Well, and they did say, you know, get outside and run or walk for 30 minutes, but I think making time to invest in yourself and go to the gym or go do that yoga class or what, those are important.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay,
what's
so
next?
I want to talk about oregano oil. Have you ever,
I've used it in the past because I think that it's a pretty good antifungal. And obviously, oregano has played a big role in my life being Italian because my mother cooked with it constantly. Everything had oregano in it.
Well, oregano oil is an antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. You can treat like foot or nail funguses with it. It helps in killing parasites and easing infections. You can alleviate sinus infections and colds.
By putting it in your nostrils?
No, you put a few drops of oregano oil in a pot of steaming water and then inhale it in the steam.
Oh, I got to try that.
You know, I think we used to do that. My mother used to have us do that with just the steam.
When you had a cold, a mm-hmm. head cold. Yeah, my mother mm-hmm. too, right?
She put a
pot on it and a towel over your head.
Yeah.
You look like an old-time photographer.
Well, just add a few drops of the oregano oil. But like, for example, if you need to treat foot or nail fungus, you can add it to a carrier oil such as olive oil or coconut oil, which I think coconut oil would be better because it also is an antifungal also.
Yeah.
And you put it directly on your skin or nails.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Dilute the oil and mix it with coconut oil. Place it under your tongue and hold it there for a few minutes and then rinse it out. If you repeat this four times a day, it will help to kill parasites and ease infections.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very exciting.
That's exciting?
Yeah, you know, everything's exciting to me. It's just my go-to word.
Okay.
Do you want to take a break or do you want to talk more about oregano oil?
No, I do need to talk more about oregano oil, but we can take a break if you want.
No, it's up to you. It's up to you. We're right on the heels of a break. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up about oregano oil. I've got some thoughts about this because we're going to also talk about Crohn's disease in the context of this, right? Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Talking more about oregano oil. Some interesting stuff, too, that I found out about oregano oil.
Which is what?
Well, first of all, one of the active ingredients in it is called thymol. Thymol is one of the ingredients in Vicks VapoRub, along with eucalyptus that our parents used to put on our chests and in the water that they used to make us inhale when we were all congested and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But there's naringin in oregano oil.
Naringin, it says, inhibits the growth of cancer
cells.
That's
all well and good, but naringin is what's in grapefruit to a high degree, and in lesser degrees, some other citrus fruits like oranges and lemons, that can increase the potency of pharmaceutical drugs like 30-fold.
So do you think the naringin and the oregano oil does the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. So what I'm saying is if you decide you're going to start taking oregano oil after this interview, this discussion, you're like, wow, oregano oil, I need to add that. If you're on any kind of pharmaceutical drug, you need to be careful because it could actually double or triple your dose. That's one caveat I would say to people out there who are taking pharmaceutical drugs and they decide they want to start taking oregano oil. They need to tread lightly initially when they first start taking it. That's all. Because, yeah, naringin has been known to send some people to the emergency room. You know, somebody who takes a blood pressure medicine every single day, and then one morning they're out with friends at breakfast and they get a small little glass of grapefruit juice to go with their breakfast and they drink it, and all of a sudden they're being rushed to the hospital because their pulse rate is dropped, their blood pressure is dropped. One of the first things that they ask a patient is, have you drank any grapefruit juice today? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And it even says that on some prescription bottles. Do not use grapefruit juice.
So does it affect the supplements that you take also?
Some. Yes, some. It does.
Do you know which ones? No,
because no one's ever done the vast amount of research that's required to test every single molecule out there that people put in their mouth against naringin. But what naringin does is it compromises the liver to utilize certain extraction processes to get certain things out of the bloodstream. It works on hormones. So if you're taking a hormone supplement every day, you know, you're taking DHEA, for instance, and you start taking oregano oil, the amount of DHEA that stays in your bloodstream could potentially go up pretty quickly.
So then maybe it'd be better to use the oregano oil for external uses.
Topical. Yeah, I would say topical you're safe with. You know, in steam that you're inhaling, you're probably safe with that. I would be cautious about its ability to double and triple the dose of drugs.
Okay, because here they're talking about that the oregano oil is good for yeast infections, even those that are resistant to the commonly used antifungal drug Diflucan.
Interesting. Wow. And see, now Diflucan is my go-to antifungal.
I know you said that, so yeah. That's why I wanted to point that out to you. Respiratory infections, urinary tract infections, parasitic infections, and MRSA.
I wonder what size dose. Do they talk about dosing?
Do not.
I got to find some dosing information. Because I'd rather take, because I was about to do a round of Diflucan.
I know you were. That's why I wanted to tell you this.
Yeah.
It helps to heal skin conditions, dandruff, cold sores. It eases sore throat. It helps to relieve muscle and joint pain. It can ward off insects. It's a member of the mint family, and so is basil, and all of those plants, if you have them out in your garden, they help to ward off insects.
Interesting.
They can relieve bug bites and rashes, including poison ivy rash.
I wonder if it's smart to take mint, oregano, and basil oils and mix them together. I bet they each have unique antifungal properties.
Oh, I'm sure they do. When you buy oregano oil, you have to make sure that you get real oregano oil because it is adulterated, just like all the other oils out there.
Just like everything else that you're going to spend your money on today.
Is anything real today?
No. Wasn't that a song in the 70s? Anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm joking.
So, anyway, there's your oregano oil. I guess Carl brought up a good point, though. You need to be careful.
Yeah, I would. If you're on pharmaceutical drugs that potentially could harm you if you take an overdose. If you're on something that you would welcome an overdose, then don't worry about it.
What?
Well, if you're on testosterone if you're taking some sort of oral anabolic, this could actually double the dose. That would be welcomed, right? You would be like, oh, great, I'm getting double my money's worth. So.
Okay, so I wonder if eating oregano does the same thing.
Probably so, but the concentration in the oil, you know, it steps it up maybe 10, 15, 20 fold as compared to a similar amount of just dry oregano.
So, speaking of the infections and there was a new research out that shows that Crohn's disease could be caused from fungus in your intestines.
And this is interesting, and I'll tell you why. So when we talk about the microbiota, right, the gut, the microbiome, it's always about microbes, right? But guess what else inhabits our innards?
Fungus.
Funguses. And some of them are important and critical for the breaking down and digesting of food, for the neutralization of certain metabolites that would otherwise be harmful to us. But just like there's bad microbes, we've become a population of really bad funguses as well. And these funguses can cause serious disease. It's not like, oh, you know, I've got athlete's foot, I spray some stuff on it, it goes away in 2 or 3 months. Or even I've got this annoying nail fungus, you know, like it's just so annoying. There's funguses in your body that will kill you over time. There is a large number of immunologists that believe that there is a linkage between the development of cancer and some sort of fungus involvement. Well, it could be that the fungus is part of the landscape that changes the mitochondria. We just don't know.
So it says fungus in the intestines could be responsible for the development of Crohn's disease. Candida tropicalis works alongside two other bacteria to cause the debilitating bowel condition. Candida tropicalis.
What's really interesting about this is Candida tropicalis is a uricocyte, a eukaryocyte. Okay, a eukaryocyte is a single cell organism, but it has a nucleus. Microbes, by and large, are prokaryocytes, which means that they're single cell organisms. They don't have a nucleus. In the research, they pointed out that the changes that occur that lead to Crohn's disease are when the tropicalis eukaryocyte teams up with two prokaryocytes, which are E. coli and something I want to say called Marquesans.
S. Marquesans.
And so it's interesting because, you know, just like everything else in life, right, the thing with the brain is the hierarchy. So the thing with the nucleus, let's say it's slightly more intelligent than the thing without the nucleus, it teams up, it gets these two brainless parts here and brings it with it, and all of a sudden it becomes harmful. And they're saying that this research shows such a tight correlation between these three allies getting together, producing the inflammation that leads to Crohn's disease. And I will go a step further and say, you may not get Crohn's disease, but you have other GI tract issues. You know, not everybody's got the same weaknesses in their gut and intestines that the other person does. So where it may attack one person here, it'll attack somebody else there. So these fungal components may have a very, very large role in all autoimmune disorders, I would predict. All of them. I don't care if you've got rheumatoid arthritis. I don't care if you've got eczema. And quite frankly, I've said on the air that I believe the numbness in my lower legs is an autoimmune response to a leaky gut that I'm suffering from. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is me that we're talking about here as well.
So they haven't talked about how to prevent this or
interesting enough, Diflucan.
What you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I was going to order a round of Diflucan and just see what happens. But interesting enough, maybe what I really need to do is find the appropriate dose of oregano oil, find some really legitimate oregano oil, and just take that instead.
We have some at home.
Yeah, but I don't know how much. Maybe I have to take a teaspoon of it to do the job I want to do.
So what we have is in gel caps.
Tiny, tiny little like BB-sized gel caps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't know how much. The problem with a lot of these over-the-counter remedies compared to these pharmaceutical ones, and I'm not opposed to using pharmaceutical drugs as a rescue mechanism. You know, I'm not an idiot. But the problem is quite often the doses people take of over-the-counter products aren't enough to do the job. So they think, oh, well, they really don't work. No, they would work if you took the right amount that was comparative to the strength of that pharmaceutical drug. Yes, they would work. So I have to find out what that is.
So once we find out what that is, we'll let you guys
know.
I'll
sell it to everybody for a penny. You'll have to send me a penny, and then I'll sell it to you.
A penny? That's too much.
I know. How would you even get it to me? Mail
tape
me a penny.
Tape it to a card and
mail it? Tape it to a $50 bill, drop it in an envelope. Okay. So, yeah, this is really interesting. So people who have Crohn's disease need to go see their doctor, and whether they put you on a round of Diflucan, Nystatin, or if you have a homeopathic doctor or a naturopathic doctor who says, yeah, a teaspoon a day of oregano oil will do the job. By the way, there's also something in coconut oil that is as effective as an antifungal. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a component found in coconut oil. And they actually give it alongside Diflucan to rid people of fungal infections.
Really?
Yeah. So I would say eating coconut oil is probably a good thing too. But the problem with these things is it takes a long time for them to work. And I can tell you a story. I can tell you with complete assuredness. If you in fact have a fungal infection, and you do something that really works, like Diflucan or the appropriate dose of oregano oil, I would imagine. What you will notice is the first 3 to 4 days, you will feel horrible. Horrible. Because when these funguses die in large amounts, they excrete these toxins into the gut. And those toxins hit the bloodstream quickly, and people complain about feeling like they've got the flu, lethargy, I just don't feel good, my joints ache. Stick it out. Stick it out. 3 to 4 days in, and that goes away because the major load of funguses have died off. But be forewarned, if you do something to rid your body of funguses, be prepared to feel really sick for probably three, four, 5 days. So, important.
That's interesting.
Yeah. All right, we are due to take another break. Where does the time go?
It goes by fast.
Yeah, so
just ask me. I just had another birthday.
Yeah, I know, right? What are we coming back to? Are we coming back to this story? Or are we going on?
No, we're moving on.
Okay, so stay tuned. We've got lots more good stories to talk about. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
All the girls be like Gwen Stefani.
I like Gwen Stefani.
You think she'll do country music now that she's with her new hubby is a country guy?
Maybe so. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. So
we're going to kind of stay with this just for a second longer. Not the Crohn's disease, but
a different type.
So,
well, it's kind of Crohn's disease.
No, it is. Crohn's disease is an autoimmune disease. I want to make sure this is clear to people. In general, autoimmune diseases are on the rise, and especially in women. And things that women overlook, like bloated, gassy, here's one that they don't talk about, red skin. If your skin starts turning red,
rosacea
on the face, on the upper chest, on the shoulders, on the back of the arms, if you start noticing you're getting red skin in the lower body, in the legs, these are toxins that are making their way into the bloodstream that shouldn't be there, and they're being pushed out to the skin to get out of the body, but they're kind of trapped for a little while, so they're causing a mild inflammatory response in the skin and this redness. If you have red skin, you've got something going on in your gut.
And I'm just looking at my skin to see if it's red.
No, it's not. And so, you have to remember that this is something that's kind of innocuous. You know, people don't think about it. They go with it for years. They don't realize what the problem is. Then when it gets really bad, it usually turns into something like rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, Hashimoto's disease, Addison's disease, or even type 1 diabetes. You have people that are, you know, 30 years old, and all of a sudden they become type 1 diabetic because the islet cells of the pancreas are attacked. It just depends on where the weaknesses are in your particular body that they cannot hold up against the assault of what's going on from this autoimmune response.
Well, the there's a new study that came out that says autoimmune diseases are on the rise, and particularly in women.
Yeah.
And particularly childbearing age women.
So here's the problem with what they're trying to do. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to correlate the linkage between hormone levels and autoimmune disorder. And I say not correct. And here's why. If you have a population, let's say that had children around the 1950s, 60s, right? And they were not exposed to something at that period of time. And then when they start turning 40, 50, 60 years old, they don't develop these immune diseases, the autoimmune disease, right? But then their children, because the assault that's causing the autoimmune disorder didn't start until, let's say, the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So those young girls are developing, you go right away, oh, it's on the rise, and it seems to affect women of childbearing. No, if these things were done to people's guts in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, we would have seen autoimmune diseases more prevalent all the way back then. They still existed, autoimmune disorders. They still existed back then, but they were isolated, one here, one there. The problem is now that the impetus for the development of autoimmune disorders is so rampant that I predict that at one point in a person's life, they will be challenged by an autoimmune disease, whether it runs its course and becomes progressive, or whether they snuff it out quickly. But I say all people are subject to autoimmune disorders today.
And what do you think the cause is?
We have lost certain microbes in our gut that protected us. We are being exposed to microbes that are harmful. We are eating foods that have chemicals in them that disrupt the gut. We are eating foods that have chemicals in them that destroy the lining of the gut. People are taking drugs that inhibit proton pump response. Hydrochloric acid, when the gut becomes too alkaline, the bad microbes take over. When the gut is highly acidic, when the pH is very, very low, those microbes don't exist. So you have people who are always eating, they're taking antacids, they're taking proton pump inhibitors, they're taking all that, they're keeping their gut pH so low. I would venture to say that anybody who's insulin resistant probably is on track to have an autoimmune disorder because they've got gut issues. I would say that. Their gut is distended. It's overrun by bad microbes and now bad funguses. And this is where a lot of the downstream changes happen that attack the joints, attack the tissue, attack organs, attack the brain, attack everything.
So this doctor says that research suggests that hormones are to blame. Estrogen and androgens actually link into receptors on immune cells, but it's not fully understood how the interaction between them leads to immune dysfunction.
No, he's right, but let me tell you where he's wrong. So hormones keep your immune system jacked up. Your immune system is like, we're ready for anything.
And remember, vitamin D is really a hormone.
Yes. So think about this, right? If you're youthful, if you're young, if you've got high estrogen, high testosterone, high DHT, all these hormones, you're in youth. Is your immune system strong or weak?
Stronger.
Okay. So naturally, when the immune system is deployed to destroy an enemy, is the destruction greater or less when you're young? You didn't hear what I said, did you?
I was reading.
Okay. So I'll answer the question for you. Okay. Your immune system is stronger when you're young, so it's going to do more damage when it attacks something. So the reason older people don't have the same response as young people is because their immune systems are weak. They just can't do the damage anymore. So yeah, he's right, but for the wrong reason. Young women, their immune system is stronger, so it's going to attack the thyroid completely. It's going to attack the joints completely. Their diseases are going to be progressing faster because the thing that's causing the disease, which is a rogue immune system, is also so powerful at that point in their lives. When they turn 50, 60, 70 years old, their immune system is weak. So what damage is it going to do to the joints? It's not going to do much because the immune system isn't even functioning right. So he's right, but you can't blame the hormones. You got to blame what's turning the immune system on in the wrong direction.
So the five main theories regarding what's causing our immune systems to declare mutiny on our bodies, the hygiene theory, which essentially says that we've reduced our exposure to dirt and microbes. Mm-hmm. And thanks to everything antibacterial, our immune systems, which are designed to deal with these hazards, have been thrown off balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still strong, but they've been deployed on tissue instead of pathogens.
The bacteria in the gut regulate the immune system heavily, but we've destroyed our microbiomes in many ways. We've taken a lot of antibiotics and over-the-counter painkillers and other kinds of medications, and we've eaten a lot of refined and processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
Absolutely. So that's the first theory?
That was the second.
Okay,
hygiene theory and then the microbiome theory.
Which says?
The microbiome theory says, I just said that, the bacteria in the gut regulates the immune system heavily.
Okay, so all three theories are exactly right. Add to that other things as well.
Leaky gut syndrome,
yep.
A third culprit behind autoimmune disease. The cells that line the digestive tract are one layer thick, and 70% of your immune system resides behind them. When these cells or the links between them get damaged, that layer becomes porous, and that's what we call leaky gut or intestinal permeability. When that happens, the immune system is suddenly exposed to the things you're eating and the medications you're taking. And it can chronically turned on or sensitized to new things that wasn't sensitive to before.
Right. And take that a step further. And the thing that makes bad microbes bad to us, and the thing that makes bad funguses bad to us, is what they excrete. You get it? So the bad microbes are digesting foods that we're feeding them, and what they excrete is poison. and it's getting out of the gut and directly into the bloodstream through the permeability of both the gut and the intestines.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just the foods and the drugs, but it's what the bad microbes and the bad funguses are producing that's also getting into the bloodstream. And it's really, I'm telling you, a light bulb went off in my head when we came back from Alaska. I didn't train. So the whole spinal compression thing was, you know, oh my, the numbness in my hand, my legs, my lower legs is from my spine. My condition worsened when I got home from Alaska. It was worse. I thought, how could that be? I didn't train. I didn't compress my spine. But what I did do was, you know, when you go on a cruise, you eat, you drink, you have a good time and all that sort of stuff. That stuff was making its way into my bloodstream, and that caused the numbness in my feet and my lower legs to get worse. And this is how insidious and unable to detect an autoimmune disease is, because if I was diabetic and I went to my doctor, he'd say, oh, you've got diabetic neuropathy. No, I don't. My blood sugar is 67, so I don't have diabetic neuropathy. So what's going on with the nerves in my feet and lower legs? They're being attacked by things that are making their way out of my gut. I have to be very selective and I'm reversing it. My gut is actually getting much better. The distension is almost completely gone, but it takes time. This takes months to overcome.
And then the last one was vitamin D deficiency.
Bingo.
In autoimmune disorders. It plays a major role in the development of these diseases.
Yeah. Yeah. People need to pay attention to these symptoms. Bloating, gassiness, redness in the skin, even before it becomes painful in the joints or anything like that. These are some of the earliest telltale signs. Brain fog after going out to dinner, not even drinking and eating certain food. You wake up the next day, you feel hungover.
Well, it just seems like to me fasting would help that so much. It seems like fasting helps everything.
And we're going to talk about something about that later in the show or at the top of the first
We can talk about that when we come out of the break.
That's a great segue to the next story. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the
best thing you have ever done for your business.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro Compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Okay, what's the next story?
Well, I wanted to talk about the biological process of aging.
Okay.
What I find interesting, one of the things I find interesting among many, in 400 BC, Hippocrates made the link between obesity and early death.
Think about that. We think we're so like smart, like, oh, we just figured all this stuff out, you know? It's like, no. Anybody paying attention discovered these things a long time ago, if you're a student of paying attention.
So they do talk about calorie restriction and longer life, but your thoughts are that intermittent fasting
is better. Is a better alternative.
And yeah. Why is that?
Well, because intermittent fasting has been shown to be more effective than calorie restriction in several good studies. So I don't have to guess at that one.
They also point to, resveratrol as being...
The linkage between resveratrol is the protein SIRT, silent information relay.
Sirtuin 1.
Yeah, silent information relay transporter 1. And so SIRT1 is what we see that's produced during calorie restriction. We also see that it's produced when you take resveratrol. But there's very different things going on. So when your body is producing SIRT1, it's just one of the plethora of things that your body is doing in the face of calorie restriction and or fasting. Your body also increases metabolic waste disposal during that period that it also happens to be producing SIRT1. Your body also starts to produce ketones, and it shifts its substrate utilization from glucose to ketones. Your body does so many things that you won't get from just taking resveratrol. That's my problem with all the research on resveratrol. I think resveratrol is good. You should include it in your diet. There's lots of places to get it. It's not just red wine, peanuts. I mean, lots
grapes.
Of things. Yeah. But it's not going to do it's all the things that intermittent fasting or calorie restriction do. It's only doing one of those things. And I predict taking resveratrol will not increase the lifespan of humans without other things being observed.
Calorie restriction and regular exercise both have been proven to stimulate the sirtuin 1 mm-hmm. through 4.
Right.
And are responsible for the association of longevity in humans.
And you just pointed out something else. Resveratrol only increases SIRT1 and SIRT2 to a very, 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 very small degree. But exercise and intermittent fasting increases all four of them. And there's got to be a value to all four. Our body wouldn't bother producing them.
Right. So here they say a lower protein, higher carb diet has been linked to living longer and healthier. And they're pointing to...
methionine.
No, the Japanese that live on the island of Okinawa.
Yeah. And we've talked about the Okinawans. It's so much more than just their diet. So much more than
the lower stress.
Lower stress. I mean, like Okinawans smoke cigarettes. Like everybody smokes on the island, but nobody gets cancer. Okay? Their lifestyle, they adhere to a more traditional lifestyle. There's much, much less stress. They walk and ride bicycles everywhere. Even the elderly. I mean, if you're not able to transport yourself someplace, you don't go anymore. And also they eat this diet, it's so much more than just their diet. And it's and the low protein mantra is coming from the vegans. Forks Over Knives was loosely built around the China study, which pointed to casein protein as causing cancer. And we know that's not true. We know that's not true. Casein would have never been in mother's milk if it was bad for us. End of story. I stop there. Everybody can argue, well, we're not supposed to drink milk after we're babies. Baloney. Baloney. You know what? You put a container of milk on the floor, a dog will eat it. I mean, hell, if you can justify eating grain, but say no, casein is no good for us. We never meant to eat grain. Pulverize it into powder and make it into food to sustain life. So anyway, I'm sorry. I digress. But I think resveratrol by itself is not what you need. I think you need to practice intermittent fasting. I think you need to exercise, stay active, get to sleep, protect your sleep hygiene, just so much more.
So you invoked the protein, the casein, and the whey. I have an article here that is from Mainstream, and it's talking about whey protein. And it says, whey protein powder is way better for you, and here's why. And they're comparing it to pea protein and soy protein, but they say if you can't get the whey protein, then the pea protein and the soy protein are good to you.
Yeah, but they're not.
Comparison. Right. We know that. But they say that whey protein is a complete protein. It contains all the essential and non-essential amino acids. BCAAs for recovery, check.
Yeah.
It's very low in lactose. Your body can use all of it. Your body can't use 100% of some other forms of proteins.
But they don't say which ones?
Because
your body can't use 100% of soy protein, for instance.
Because the digestive system absorbs some proteins better than others, and some proteins have a larger amino acid profile than others, we can say that the protein in whey protein goes a long way in terms of its role in the body for muscles, energy, lean mass, and bones.
Yeah, but see, so they're so late to the party because the research has shown that when you take a combination of whey and casein, there's a greater protein synthetic response for a longer period of time in people who train. And so that tells you,
and you don't
that
have
taking
the,
one
the
you don't
spike.
Have,
you don't well, have the insulin spike.
Well, yeah, and whey by itself can produce an insulin spike because it undergoes gluconeogenesis very, very quickly. Not in everybody, but in some people. But not even for that reason. What we learn from the research that shows us that whey and casein are better together than whey by itself or casein by itself points to the fact that there's whey and casein in mother's milk. You know, it's like, I hate to get back to the mother's milk thing, but there's a reason why it's better at producing muscle and recovery. It's because that's the way we're supposed to be using it. We're not just supposed to be using whey protein.
You might not be getting your full serving if it doesn't have whey in it, because other proteins aren't as easily absorbed by your body.
But there's times where you want that. You want casein is so they're pointing at casein as being a slow protein and trying to make it sound like it's a bad thing. It's silly. That's like saying, look, sugar is a better carbohydrate because it gets right into your bloodstream right away. Avoid the complex carbs because they take longer to digest. Oh, really?
It says you can quickly absorb the amino acids that your body needs to promote and rebuild muscle tissue.
Again, they're late to the party, whoever this is, because the studies have been done to show that a blend is better at that than just a by itself whey or by itself casein. So these are people who are late to the party. Very, very late to the party.
Well, that's why I said I wanted you to debunk it.
Okay. And on that note, why don't we take our top of the hour break, and when we come back, we've got a lot of other things to discuss. You're listening to Casual Friday, brought to you by Elisa Profumo, who is 39 years old this month.
Again.
We'll be right back.
The
Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to mgnstore.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So I was driving to the studio this morning, and you know what song was coming on?
No.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Funky Bunch. Remember that song? Good Vibrations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. What a great song. I turned it up. I think people I pulled up at a stoplight. There were people at a bus stop. They were looking at me like I was crazy because I was jamming in there. Look at the old dude listening to old school.
Well, it's that time of year.
Pumpkins?
No. Well, yes, pumpkins. And mums, my dear, are eating the mums in front of the house. It's crazy.
Elisa found this beautiful mum. It's gigantic. It's like a dome. It looks like yellow. It's so perfect. And we put it out there, and like one day she's like, look at this. There's two spots about
bare
four
spots.
Inches around where all the little flowers are eaten.
And are so, gone.
Yeah, well, you know they were eaten because you can see the way they were clipped, like the teeth that clipped them. So we started putting it up on the porch close to the front door. Those damn deer don't care. They come right up there, and they come up the stairs, and they eat it.
They ate Alma hostis this summer. It's crazy. I just don't know what to do. I had to put a netting around the bottom of the arborvitae because they love arborvitae, and those are the evergreen trees.
I think the answer is that we need to start feeding them, like maybe throwing corn out there and let them eat the corn out and all the way in the back.
So Carl said yesterday he was coming home driving up the driveway, and right now for some reason we have all these little mushrooms in the yard.
Yeah, they're spouting up in the front lawn.
And there was a squirrel out there eating the mushrooms.
There was a big mushroom. It was about 4 inches tall, and the cap on it was probably about 4 inches around. It was big and puffy and white, and he's standing there with a big hunk of it in between his two hands, and he's going to town on it. I thought to myself, oh, great. Call your friends. Eat all the mushrooms in the front lawn. That's awesome.
Yeah, I bet that was cute. So, no, it is fall. It is now vaccine season.
Ah, yes, of course.
And so there's a big push to get your vaccine.
I think people need to make this decision for themselves. I'm not going to tell people, oh, you shouldn't get vaccinated, your children vaccinated or not. I think it's a decision you have to make on your own, like everything else that you make about your children. But I just think that you need to have information on both sides, and that's the thing that's lacking in the discussion, because by and large, the mainstream pushes one message and one message only. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. You need to get vaccinated often and early. That's all they push.
Last flu season, 970,000 people were hospitalized because of the flu.
That's almost a million people.
And the CDC estimated there were 40 million cases of the flu.
Right.
How many people got vaccinated?
Well, so this is the interesting thing. I say this every year at this time. The CDC could clear this up very easily. It's so simple. I mean, medical records are transferred in between computer systems to insurance companies. If they really wanted to know if the flu vaccine was effective, they could easily generate a report that shows the number of people who got the flu, the number of those same people who got the flu vaccine. They could go, well, it looks like, 50% of the people who got the vaccine also got the flu. They could answer that question. They don't want to. Because there is research out there that shows that at best, the flu vaccine, the seasonal flu vaccine is maybe 40% effective. So 4 out of 10 people who get the vaccine don't get the flu. If somebody told you, you're buying this thing, and if you're, the 6 people, you're going to still get the flu. Would you still get it? Would you get the vaccine?
No.
Of course not. And that's the reason why they won't do the easy work to prove its efficacy.
So they say the simple way to diminish your chance of getting the flu is to get the flu shot. Of course they say that. The CDC recommends that virtually everyone 6 months of age or older get a flu vaccine every season.
Now, I'd have no problem with this if when Walgreens ran their ad that said, hey, come on down and for $25 get a flu shot. Or Kroger's is doing one right now. If you get a flu shot at our little clinic, we'll donate a meal to a homeless person, right?
Right.
What they need to say also with that is the disclaimer of the potential risks of flu vaccine. But what they don't do is tell anybody that there's any potential risk at all in the vaccines. That's not true. I'm not saying that the flu vaccine is causing autism. I'm not saying the flu vaccine is, killing people. But what I am saying is there is some amount of risk in taking a vaccine, just like there's some amount of risk in a pharmaceutical drug. They have to disclose the potential side effect risks in pharmaceutical drugs. They should have to disclose the potential side effect risks in vaccines.
But
No.
In previous years, some doctors have recommended getting the nasal spray vaccine as opposed to a traditional flu shot. But they're saying now that the nasal spray is not recommended by the CDC because it appears not to be as effective as preventing the flu.
Well, forget about that. Anything you put in your nose goes right to your brain, right? The Trojan horse of the blood-brain barrier is the nose. If you spray something into your nose, some amount of it gets to your brain. So who knows what's in that crap that they're spraying in your nose that's actually getting into your brain? And your brain's not getting the flu. You know what I mean? It's not like you have to protect your brain from the flu. So why are you delivering that stuff to your brain?
The effectiveness of the flu shot at preventing the virus varies by year. When making the vaccine, every year the experts look at what strains have been circulating in the U.S. How do they know what strains are circulating when the flu season isn't until October?
Well, they really do just guesstimate. They look at past seasons. They look at weather conditions. They look at all these different things, and they go, well, these are the strains we're probably going to see this year. I mean, the immunologists are pretty good at guessing at that because they understand the influences that cause the changes in the different flu.
There are some years when the vaccine is much better at preventing the flu than others, but there always is some protection.
So let's talk about something else that kind of lines up with this. Have you ever had a relative that was a degenerate gambler?
Probably several.
Okay. So you know something about them, right? They lose.
And then when they win, they tell you about
that, yeah,
it.
Yeah, they win one time, and even though they've, over the course of 4 or 5 years, they've lost, let's say, $500,000, but then they win $40,000, and they're like, oh, man, and they go right back, and they lose. This is the same analogy as the flu vaccine. It's like some years we get it. Oh, great. But by and large, they don't get it. If you look at the net, they don't get it. Because the flu vaccine is at best only 40% effective. They don't get it. They're like the degenerate cousin that you'd want to say, look, Cousin Louie, stop gambling. You're no good at it. You really have never made any money. But you can't say that to the CDC.
They say here, the flu shot is not a perfect vaccine, and people may contract the virus even if they have received the vaccine. In these cases,
they say that the flu goes away faster, I bet.
Experts advise that at-risk patients get antiviral medication to shorten the duration of influenza symptoms.
Why not just take an antiviral medication when you get the flu and not put that stuff in your body? Sounds like that's the way to go.
People with underlying conditions such as heart or breathing problems or are above the age of 65 should go to their physician immediately when they show symptoms of the flu.
Now, a well-done study, I don't have it in front of me, I forget the university that did it, showed that elderly people who got the flu vaccine were at a higher risk of not only still getting the flu, but also developing upper respiratory problems and pneumonia. They correlated those people who got the flu vaccine to developing a much higher rate of pneumonia. Wouldn't that fact have to be included in this discussion?
But it's not.
No. You feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Every time you say, but it's not, it's like it makes me think of that commercial. But I mean, this is, look, folks, I'm not against the vaccine. I'm really not. In fact, I believe hormesis works. I believe that the stuff that they put in the vaccine to manufacture a shelf-stable, multi-dose vial that has nothing to do with the ability of your body to build antibodies and everything to do with the manufacturing process is what's hurting us. So I'm not saying that vaccines can't work. They can. But the way they're doing it today, it's harmful. Don't you think that you should at least know what the potential risks of taking a vaccine are? They know what they are. There's an agency set up that the United States government funds with your tax dollars to pay people off who have the strength in the case to show that a vaccine harmed them or their child. And then they put a gag order on you that you can't talk about it. So if you don't think there are side effects to them, why would the government set up a special office to handle that? And not the pharmaceutical companies themselves.
I was just getting ready to say, why does the government do it and not the pharmaceutical companies?
Because the government is infiltrated by corruption. The pharmaceutical industry's got the most money in the world. That's why.
Also, there's so much propaganda. So there was a woman on one of those morning shows that came out and said that she was an anti-vaccine mom and one of her daughters
got the flu.
No, I think she said she got the rotavirus, and that
what vaccine protects against the rotavirus?
It was the rotavirus that she said her children got. And so she now is very vocal about how everyone should get their children vaccinated on the schedule. But what my concern is how come years ago when we were growing up, there were only a few vaccines, and now there's, I forget how many we're up to. Was it 43 the last time?
Oh, it's scary what they do to kids today. I mean, I'm lucky. When I was a kid, I think we got 3 vaccines.
But what's the difference between then and now? Why do they have to have so many more now?
I don't know. So the rotavirus vaccine is used to protect against rotavirus infections. These viruses are the leading cause of severe diarrhea among young children. Man, I must have had diarrhea 1,000 times when I was a kid for something. The vaccine prevents, are you ready for this? 15 to 34% of the severe diarrhea bouts.
How many?
15 to 34%. So if you get the vaccine, your kid may still get the rotavirus and still get the diarrhea that you're protecting.
It's essentially
against.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, but it'll only protect 15 to 34% of the children. See, this is my point, folks. This is my point. This is Cousin Louie again and his gambling. Cousin Louie only wins 15% of the time, but he thinks he's a successful gambler and he's willing to show up and gamble again. This is sad.
That's crazy.
And I got no problem with people going, look, 15% protection is better than nothing. I'm willing to do it. But at least have them also show you what the potential side effects are of using the vaccine. And they have those numbers. They have them.
The CDC recommends, this is the vaccination schedule, 49 doses of 14 vaccines by the time he or she is 6 years of age. And by the time they're 18, they would have gotten or should have gotten 69 doses of 16 vaccines. Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. The Rota vaccine was developed in 2013. It's a relatively new vaccine. There's a lot of new vaccines, and they're just putting them right into people. They're like, oh, yeah, we got something new. You know how your kid...
Why do you need a vaccine to prevent diarrhea?
Well, you know, we got a vaccine. You know how your kid... Will like fart. It's terrible. They'll laugh about it. They'll fart when Aunt Josie's over. And we have a vaccine that'll keep them from developing gas so they'll never fart again. Oh, yeah, give me that vaccine. Parents are crazy. Parents are crazy. And quite frankly, in their own defense, you know, the schools make them do this stuff.
So over in Italy, there was a 2-month-old that received a vaccination. And the day after receiving the vaccination, the 2-month-old died.
Yes. So now this is interesting because just yesterday I was talking to John Wood over at U.S. Wellness Meats, and we were talking about this specific
SIDS.
Not this particular, but SIDS.
Okay. So they immediately blamed it on SIDS. And this was, the child was born to a Nigerian refugee that was staying at a camp in the Turin area. And they were told very little about the vaccination and what they were getting.
Yeah.
It was only that it was mandatory.
Oh yeah, because we are the world. We know what's best for you and your child.
If they didn't get it, they were gonna be refused to stay in the country
camp.
And who have to leave the country. So
right.
They got the vaccination, and then the next day the child is dead.
So naturally, okay. So just yesterday I was talking to John Wood over at U.S. Wellness Meats. We were talking about a bunch of stuff, and I said, you know. There's a study that shows a strong correlation between getting the measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria vaccine that they give to children. That's like one of the first vaccines they give a kid.
A few days old.
There's a strong correlation between that and SIDS. He said, really? I said, yes. They say that some component of the vaccine impairs the serotonin response in the brain. The serotonin response is responsible for turning the alarm system on when you stop breathing, okay? So that you wake up, you go, it's what causes somebody who has obstructive sleep apnea to wake up 30 times a minute every time that they stop breathing. In fact, they say that the reason that obstructive sleep apnea leads to depression is it disrupts and depletes the serotonin production. Now, they've shown in a study, we talked about on this show probably 3-4 years ago, that children who get that measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria vaccine have an impaired serotonin response and an extremely high rate of SIDS. So I have no problem with people getting the vaccine. I'm going to show you how fair and balanced I am. You want to get this vaccine for your kids? Great. The doctors should tell you, now listen, your child's at a very, very high risk over the next 2 months of dying of SIDS. So you have to stay with your child when they sleep to watch them. In case they roll over on their face and they stop breathing, you got to roll them back over. If they told parents that and parents went, okay, that's fair, give my kid the vaccine, I say, but they're withholding information that's leading to the death of babies. Because the study's out there. If this schmuck can find it, anybody can find it.
That's what my little brother died of.
Philip.
SIDS.
Yeah.
And he was, what, 6 months old?
Yeah. Which probably got the measles, mumps, rubella.
Probably when they gave him the vaccine. Yeah. But yeah, so I just, it's just shocking to me that they, and then talk about the glyphosate.
The problem with glyphosate we are finding out is actually more sinister than we ever thought. It's not toxic. While it may disrupt, it may harm the microbiome, the real damaging effects of glyphosate is that it is a synthetic form of glycine that has a greater affinity to being incorporated into tissue than glycine itself. But metabolic waste management systems can't get it out of the body. So every protein in your body turns over and protease enzymes gobble it up and organelles carry it out, and then it comes out in waste. It can't do that to the synthetic glycine, so it accumulates in tissue, and it's leading to something called amyloidosis.
And the reason why I wanted him to speak to that is because Dr. Anthony Samsel came on the show and talked about glyphosate in vaccines.
Yes, they're finding it in vaccines. Yeah,
they're finding it in vaccines.
And while the parts per millionth is like seems innocuous, according to the CDC and all the other agencies that approve these vaccines to be put out in the market, that it meets the parts per million that but he pointed out that one part per million of glyphosate is like, I don't know what he said, 400 million molecules of it. So those molecules are being incorporated into tissue,
and they build up.
I got a study that's pointing to a new type of fibrosis of the lungs that's occurring. Now, remember, glyphosate accumulation in the body leads to amyloidosis. We've heard about amyloid buildup in the brain leads to Alzheimer's disease or linked to Alzheimer's disease, one of the components. We did a show about this new form of heart failure that is amyloidosis of the heart muscle tissue, right? The heart muscle tissue becomes fibrotic. It stops beating properly. The heart stops beating. Now we're hearing about this new type of fibrosis that's going on in lung tissue of relatively healthy people. Where's it coming from? All of this fibrotic tissue, all of this amyloidosis that's going on, it's going to go on in all tissue. We're going to have kidney fibrosis. We're going to have all sorts of new liver fibrosis, new liver. It's all from the glyphosate being incorporated into tissue, but then not being able to be taken out, accumulating and becoming just non-functional tissue. That's my prediction. That's my prediction. No. Anyway,
we need to take a
yeah,
break.
Yeah, we rolled right past that one.
I want to keep on the vaccine for just a few more minutes when we come back.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitReadNutrition.com today to learn more.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I'm eating one of Quest's new cereal bars. Quest has done it again. They have these cereal bars for people who like what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Cereal bar.
Yeah, but trail
Nutri-Grain,
mix.
Like Nutri-Grain.
Yeah, Nutri-Grain or trail mix type bars. This is delicious, and it's high protein. And they use a form of sugar that I bet you've never heard of in your life, but it's not digestible by the body. It's called allulose. It tastes sweet, but your body doesn't have digested or absorb it. How cool is that?
Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember last year around, I think it was June, there were a lot of doctors who were evidently committing suicide and they all had ties to the vaccine industry or
yes.
What have you.
Yeah.
So somebody recently posted an article about a body of a doctor who was linked to who linked vaccines to autism was found floating in a river. Well, that's an old article. That was about a year old.
And while you heard about that, so they said back then that it looked like murder, but the authorities who ruled over the case said it didn't look like murder.
It
looked
suicide.
Like suicide. Yeah.
So according to the family now, they have some updates on this doctor who was found that he was murdered.
Yeah. So they finally ruled a year later that he was murdered, but no one talks about it at all.
You haven't heard that. No.
Right. Exactly.
His name was Dr. Jeffrey Bradstreet. And
he was an avid autism researcher who was linking certain molecules found in vaccines to the development of autism, but more importantly, the activation of a molecule that could actually reverse the condition.
The globulin component macrophage activating factor, GCMAF is what they call it, which becomes the GC protein after combining with vitamin D in the body. It's effective for treating HIV, diabetes, diseases of the liver and kidneys, and it potentially has a universal cure for cancer. And he was doing work with that particular molecule.
Right.
And what's interesting and very controversial was that his office was raided by the FDA days before his death. This sounds like it's,
yeah,
it sounds like I'm
movie.
Crazy. I'm talking about it that it's crazy, but it really happened.
Right, right.
So the family hired a private investigator to find out, to see what they could find out. So new details about it said that there was no way he could have shot himself in the chest.
Yeah, and there were no signature powder burns up close. He wouldn't have been able to hold the gun far enough away not to at least tattoo the shirt he was wearing with some amount of spent gunpowder. It was obvious that someone shot him in the chest and then threw him in the river.
It's almost impossible for an individual to shoot themselves in the chest, and there was no tattooing. There were no significant burn marks.
Right.
And by the way, the bullet actually entered into the body.
Right. There's no way for him to have shot himself.
No. No.
So officially he was murdered.
Yes.
Dr. Bradstreet did not kill himself. In his memory should be remembered that he was murdered. For whatever reason, we don't know, but he was murdered.
So then also I just wanted to talk a little bit more about vaccines, and then I'll get off the subject.
Okay.
But back in 2001, there was an outbreak of chickenpox in Maryland. That was a long time ago. I don't know if anybody remembers that. But it's come to light that 75% of the children who had contracted that chickenpox.
Yeah, because don't forget, when they got the chickenpox, the vaccine people came out and they were like, you people who are not vaccinating your kids, you're putting our kids at risk. Now, just like what happened to Disney World, remember?
Right.
Okay, wait, we need to find out what happened with Disney World, but go ahead. What did they learn about those people?
75% of the children who contracted the chickenpox were
vaccinated.
Were actually vaccinated.
There you go. So think about that. 75% of the kids who got the chickenpox were also vaccinated. They didn't tell you that. They just tell you that, oh, not vaccinating your child puts our children at risk. Again, it's up to you. I don't think you're bad. I don't think you're a bad person if you vaccinate your children. I don't think you're wrong. But shouldn't you know these details? Isn't it incumbent upon the CDC to assemble this information? Since they are, I mean, looking to make mandatory vaccination, schools and government workers and hospital workers, mandatory that you get vaccines. Isn't it incumbent upon them to at least assess the potential risk and disclose it?
I would think so.
They're not going
well,
to.
Well, if you recall, I think it was last year when we went to the, or 2 years ago when we went to a, like an art festival, and you asked.
Yeah, they were given vaccines.
They were given vaccines.
Flu vaccine.
And you asked the girl about the
insert.
The insert, and they didn't have one.
Yeah, I said, well, do you know if this vaccine has thimerosal? And they sent like the quote unquote expert lady over, and she says, oh, no, it doesn't. And then, out of the blue, some girl comes over and goes, oh, I found an insert. And so I said, oh, let me see it. And you know, it opens up like the size of a newspaper. It starts out the size of a postage stamp, and by the time you unfold it, it's the size of a newspaper with microscopic print on both sides. So I start reading it, and about 5 minutes into reading it, I said, it contains thimerosal. So I called the boss lady back over, and I said, you just said that this flu vaccine doesn't contain thimerosal. Here's the insert. It says it contains thimerosal. She goes, let me see that. And she starts reading it. She goes, yeah, I guess it does. That was it. Yeah, I guess it does.
But didn't she say, well, there are vaccines
said,
that you can get without thimerosal?
She said, yeah, there are thimerosal free vaccines out there that you can get. But this isn't one of them, and you just told me it is. What if I went and got it based on her idiocy, her stupidity, her just feeling the need to answer a question and move me on because I'm some crazy vaccine person? Oh, he wants to know if there's thimerosal. What's the big deal about thimerosal?
Okay. So there was another mainstream article I wanted to talk about. It says, why you're not getting any stronger no matter how much you work out.
Oh, I like this.
The first mistake is that you don't train your legs. Many people make the mistake of training only their mirror muscles,
yeah.
The chest,
shoulders,
and the arms.
Biceps. Yeah,
yeah. A sign of true fitness is a muscular backside. Your largest muscles are in your lower body, and training them releases hormones that build size and strength everywhere else. They suggested doing some split squats or whatever, but I think that there are a lot of, I think men are bad.
My friend, so I was just talking to my friend Sean the other day at the gym. He owns a Played Against Sports here in town. And we were talking about what his new training routine is, what mine is, what I'm doing right now. And he said to me, I really don't train legs. He goes, I do some leg extensions, leg curls. He goes, but for me, it's all cardio. That's that my leg training. And he said to me, you train legs so heavy. Why do you even do that? He says, how old are you now? And I said, well, I'm 58. I said, that's why I keep training my legs heavy. I said, because what goes on men as they age is their legs. I want to maintain leg strength for as long as I can. He didn't get it.
He didn't get it? Mm-hmm. So he doesn't train them at all?
No, he trains chest, shoulders, back, and biceps and triceps. That's it.
I love training lower body. Yeah. And it's hard. It's a harder workout, yeah. But I love it.
That's the real thing. I think that's the real reason why people don't do it, because you have to work hard. I mean, you can handle heavy weight with your legs and your lower back, and, you know, you have to work harder.
Right.
People don't want to work that hard.
Are we taking a break?
Yeah.
Okay, this... well, we'll finish the story when we come back.
All right, stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I don't know which flavor I like better of the new cereal bars, so I have to eat them all.
Okay, so we were discussing why you're not getting any stronger,
no matter
how much you work out.
Right.
So the first one we talked about, because you don't train your legs. I think that people think that they run, they do cardio, so they don't need to train legs.
Right.
Mistake number two is that you run too much. You should do intervals or short
sprints.
Bursts, or like sprints or short bursts of intense activity instead of just running.
I agree with that. We know that.
We know that,
sprinters, when you look at a sprinter and you look at a distance runner, you can see the difference in their bodies right there.
Mm-hmm. It says that running doesn't activate your fast twitch muscle fibers. You lift too slowly.
I want to say one other thing. We know that if you run often, you lose strength. And if you lose strength, you cannot trigger the kind of muscle growth that you're looking for. So, okay.
Explosive lifting activates more fast twitch muscle fibers, which have the greatest growth potential.
Mm-hmm.
So lift like you mean it.
I like that.
This is an
important one that I think about often. Go ahead.
You stay in your comfort zone.
So you only
do the moves that you're familiar with, and I think you're kind of guilty of doing that.
No.
No.
No, I change up all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I definitely change up all the time. So, I mean, I have such a repertoire of movements within what the things that I do for my back and everything else that I'm always changing it. But the real issue here, I think, is missed, and that's intensity. Not the movements you're doing, but the intensity in which you're doing them with. You should be challenging your body and pushing it to the edge for whatever the edge is for you and your age and your health. You constantly have to be pushing back because aging is encroaching, let's say, to the left. And when you train, you're trying to push back to the right. And if you're only ever just pushing up to where aging is winning because it's going to keep going to the left. So I think that people need to challenge themselves in the gym. They need to put themselves in uncomfortable positions, not because of the movement they're doing, but the amount of energy they're exerting. You need to push harder. You need to go faster. You need to go longer. You need to push yourself into uncomfortable positions in order to push back the clock and gain progress. I don't care if you do the same 10 movements every week, but if you're not struggling, if you're not putting yourself in an uncomfortable position, if you're not making progress, you're wasting your time. And that's what I mean by staying in your comfort zone, because most people don't want to squat because it's scary. They may not be able to push the weight up off the ground. It's like, okay.
Well, that's like me. I get nervous when I have a lot of weight on there because unless I have somebody there to spot me.
Right.
But that's only being cautious.
But that's okay. That's a different thing. But pushing your body to the point where you know it's getting dangerous now. That's the important part of this.
That's what you do.
I know. That's what I'm saying. People should be doing.
But look at all the muscles you've torn.
Oh, but that's because of other things. I ignored tendonitis in all three of these cases. I totally just ignored tendonitis. Like, I didn't realize that tendonitis was weakening the attachments. So, if I don't have tendonitis, I don't have any of these tears. So, was it the training or the tendonitis that caused the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so moving on. There's a judge that in Miami Shores ruled that the people had a vegetable garden in their front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
government ruled that they couldn't have it in their own yard. They couldn't have the vegetable garden in their own front yard.
Okay, so the one thing that I would say about this before we go off on it is, there are some planned communities that when you buy a home,
it wasn't a planned. It wasn't one of those communities. It wasn't in the. In I know what you're going to say. It wasn't in the homeowners association.
Right.
It was not in there.
Okay.
So
did they say why they did this?
The ruling was a whopping 10 pages long. It just goes on to say that the courts basically told them that the government has the right whether to tell them they can have the garden in their yard or not.
Wow.
Given the high degree of deference that must be given to a democratically elected governmental body, Miami Shore's ban on vegetable gardens outside of the backyard passes constitutional scrutiny.
It says right here, unlike members of the Homeowners Association, however, Carol and Ricketts, that's their name, never agreed to these arbitrary constraints in their private property, which happens to impose on them nearly two decades after they had been growing their own garden. They've been doing it for 20 years.
17 years they've been growing this garden.
That's sad. Very, very sad. Well, maybe they'll win. Maybe they have to go to the Supreme Court. You got to fight for your right to party.
So the attorney for the Miami Shores, I guess that must be the name of the area or whatever, there certainly is not a fundamental right to grow a vegetable garden in your front yard. Why not?
Why not? It's your property.
It's your yard.
It's your property. There's no fundamental right for you to have absolute domain over that which you own? Seriously? What's next? You're going to come in and say that we shouldn't have TVs in our living rooms? They should be in the other room?
Aesthetics and uniformity are legitimate government purposes.
Okay, so I can see this part on the other hand.
Not every property can lawfully be used for every purpose. It's their yard.
No, they own it. Okay, so we have zoning issues, number one, but more importantly, we have to look at, is this an eyesore? So let's say our neighbor next to us, Larry, decided that he was going to start to change tires, and he put a lift in his front yard, and cars were pulling in, and he was making money changing tires in his front yard. How would we feel about that?
I wouldn't like it.
Okay, but it's his front yard. See?
Right.
So there is something, too. I mean, I would look at the yard and see if it was an eyesore. Was it a detracting value? Did it get overgrown? Were the neighbors, their home's values dropping because of this? I mean, put it in your backyard then. Why not put it in the backyard?
Maybe they don't have a backyard.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it does say here, this case is different than any of the other gardening cases that arise across the country, as the majority of front yard gardens are opposed by homeowners association, not the government. When a homeowners association tells someone they cannot grow a garden, it's because that person voluntarily agreed to the rules.
Yeah.
But in this case, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many stories do we have to go?
Are you ready to?
No. I'm trying to decide whether to take a break now or just forget the last break and just roll on.
Okay. 70% of human genes can be traced back to the acorn worm.
This is really funny.
I mean, found this interesting. So the acorn worms are marine invertebrates that, despite their decidedly non-vertebrate form, are nevertheless among the closest invertebrate relatives to humans. They look very different from chordates. Can you talk with all that food in your mouth?
No, but I'm going to swallow it really fast. Yeah,
I think he wants to end the show so that he can eat these cereal bars.
No, good. I don't. What is a chordate? I don't know what that is.
Acorn worms look very different from chordates, which makes it especially surprising that they and chordates, like humans, are similar on the genomic, developmental and cell biological levels.
So what do we share with them? We share genes?
Yeah.
Wow.
14,000 genes.
I wonder if that means that at some point in our evolution, we were like them.
70% of our genes back to gill slits and DNA in the lowly acorn worm, our closest wormy cousin.
Well, have you ever seen any of those documentaries like on the Learning Channel about the plausibility of humans coming from the ocean originally? We had gills. That's why we have ears now.
No, I really can't say that I have.
I've watched it with kind of like a modicum of skepticism and that, but why couldn't it happen? I mean, over millions of years, why couldn't it happen? We just don't know. That's interesting. That's really interesting. I wonder if we can do anything with that worm as far as research goes that can help us elucidate how humans function.
That would be interesting. Hopefully we can.
Yeah, geneticists are always looking for models to do research on. Here's a model right here.
Yeah, maybe you should make that suggestion.
No, the suggestion I want to make is a high-protein potato. If anybody out there is a farmer, figure out how to concentrate potatoes so they have an equal amount of protein and carbohydrates in a potato. Get that done, please. Hurry up. Okay, what's next?
I think that's it.
No, what about the fertilizer runoff?
Oh, yes.
This is important. This is kind of like PSA stuff.
So we always talk about runoff from pesticides and herbicides. But
more importantly, let's back up for a second, right? There's a new movement afoot to blame animals for the pollution on the planet, right? Those of us who believe that, you know, eating animal protein, we've got our hand on the knife that's destroying the ecology. If you listen to some people, they'll tell you that, you know, animal husbandry is what's poisoning us and polluting us and all that other stuff. And I've been saying all along, it's nothing compared to the petrochemical pesticides and herbicides that are sprayed on crops by the hundreds of millions of tons every single growing season around the planet. Nothing has a greater effect on polluting this planet than that. Nothing. I don't care if you took all the pig crap in the world and quadrupled it. It still is a fraction of what's going on with these chemicals being sprayed on plant crops.
But what about fertilizer? They use nitrogen fertilizer all the time.
And yeah, but it's not just nitrogen.
But you don't think about the fertilizer-laden runoff.
Yes. Yes, good point. So aside from the chemicals...
That goes into our drinking water.
Yes. Yes,
Into the water that the animals drink.
Yes. And so we're changing the quality of water for all the species on the planet between the introduction of nitrogen, between the introduction of chemicals. It's really sad. It's not the animals, folks. It's not the animal poop, and it's not the cow farts. It really isn't.
Do you think it is fertilizer?
It's modern agriculture. Yes, of course. Modern agriculture. See, if people raised cows and crops, they'd use their own cow poop for fertilizer.
Medical science has known for years that excess nitrate consumption is especially dangerous for infants. It's tied to conditions known as blue baby syndrome.
Really?
Babies fed formula made with nitrate-contaminated water can develop a potentially fatal condition when the contaminants interfere with the body's ability to circulate oxygen in the blood, turning the skin blue.
Wow. I never knew that.
The EPA sets the limit for nitrates in our drinking water at 10 milligrams per liter. A threshold,
that's pretty high.
It's a threshold that's shown to prevent blue baby syndrome. But a group called the Iowa Group just recently raised concerns over potential health risks from water containing levels of nitrates below the federal standards, especially when there are other agricultures, chemicals.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Present also at the same time.
Yeah, the load on the average baby is just terrible.
There was an example of a higher prevalence of bladder cancers were found in women who were exposed to water for four more years with nitrate concentrations greater than half the EPA's limit. Is there any limit at all? Why? I mean,
yeah, like the EPA wants, like they know what's appropriate for humans. I wonder if municipalities test water for nitrates.
Public water utilities have been grappling with the problem for years.
That's my question.
It's imperative for them in more ways than one to get the nitrates out of drinking water, but it's expensive. So
yeah,
they have to figure out, they figure out ways to do everything else.
People are buying bottled water like it's going out of style.
But that's sometimes just tap water.
No, I understand. My point is people are spending money on water. So don't worry if it's too expensive. Figure out how to do it and protect the population. That was my point.
It says to recoup cost associated with nitrate contamination of the, they say that the utility has said it may have to build up a new 185 million nitrate removal facility in the next 4 years. And this is in Des Moines, Iowa.
Just there alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to do that everywhere. Louisville, Detroit, everywhere.
183.5 million. So that's just one more thing for us to worry about is the fertilizer runoff now.
Into the water.
Well, why can't we just use natural fertilizer like
well, there's still there's still nitrogen in that. That's not the point. The point is that these large farms that we're trying to feed the world with, they're destroying the planet.
So there's nitrogen in the fish that you can
all protein is nitrogen. So
if
you let an animal carcass rot in the ground, it'll.
But I was thinking of the little liquid.
You mean the pellets?
Yes.
Okay, but that's just nitrogen. It's just the same thing as throwing animal poop on the crop. The
problem is, no, I'm not talking about the pellets. I'm talking about the liquid fertilizer that you can get that is fish fertilizer.
All fertilizer that has nitrogen in it is doing the same thing. So it's just the mass amount of farmlands that we have that are causing this problem.
Okay.
We're trying to feed the world. We're trying to get everybody to go vegan. But what we're failing to realize is the more that we grow, the more we damage the planet. That's why there has to be a healthy balance between animal husbandry and farming. That's part of the reason. And fish. I mean, if we did things right and we didn't focus on, you know, all we want to do is focus. Oh, everybody's got to eat nothing but vegetables and fruit. No, that's not right. And when you go down that road, there's inherent problems. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that. Farming is out of control on the planet. People are going to say, Carl, are you crazy? But we have to feed the planet. We're doing a show. Is it next week?
I think so, yeah.
So I've done a show already that shows that in third world countries, people who have animal husbandry, they own an oxen, they own a cow, they own a goat, they are elevated to a higher level of social status because they make more money selling their products, and their families are healthier, and all of this compared to their neighbors who just grow corn or grow wheat or grow rice or something like that. So we're busy trying to feed the world. People are begging you to spend $19 a month to feed some kids who they're going to send them a bag of rice powder. What we need to do is we need to start sending people baby calves to raise and milk.
It's called Heifer International, and they're coming on October 27th, which is a Thursday. I actually got a catalog in the mail yesterday from Heifer International that you can buy, like, gifts and donate.
To a town. You can donate a cow.
You can donate a pig. You can donate a cow. You can donate rabbits. You can donate chicks. You can donate... I mean, there's so many things. Goats.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Yes. That's really exciting. So we're doing that show next week.
It's 2 weeks.
Okay, in 2 weeks. That's the antithesis to what everybody else is talking about. Meatless Monday and feed the world rice and corn and soy. It's a mistake. Big, big mistake. All right, that's it. I think that's it, huh?
That is it.
Been a great week. Next week's going to be another great week. I hope everybody has a good weekend. We'll see everybody Monday.
Bye.